We're going to call the meeting to order. This is the land use public hearing. April, want to take care of the attendance, or we'll just talk on the record here.
Okay, Supervisor Franco.
Here.
Supervisor Gashke.
Here.
Supervisor Carroll.
Here.
Supervisor Bashaw.
Here.
Supervisor Kubicki.
Here.
Youth and Governance Seisel.
Here.
Kuhagan is excused. Staff, Andy Bueller, Director, Planning and Development, and Recording Secretary, April Webb.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much. We did have a work session yesterday, April 11th at 11 a.m., and it was Supervisor Bashaw, myself, and Andy. Andy, we have the legal posting in the newspaper. Is everything good?
We do. So the agenda was posted in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice as required. It was posted on March 28th and April 4th.
Okay. If we have any petitioners here for any of the items, we ask that they come forward, state their name and address for the record, and then tell the committee why they're here. And then please ask all your questions to the committee, and we'll go through, you know, any discussion points that we have. So, go ahead and jump into the agenda here.
All right, will do. Thank you. So we have item 6, which is the resolution adopting the public participation procedures for amending the comprehensive plan for the County of Kenosha. And so this item we're bringing before the committee, it is required through the comprehensive plan amendment process that we adopt a public participation plan. So we're adopting the model that Sewer PAC has put together. And basically the plan is to make sure that there is public participation. It spells out how that would take place. In our particular case, with the amendments that we're projecting to do later this year, it will, the public participation will be done at a public hearing such as this. So it'd be run very much like this type of meeting, and we would be presenting the changes and amendments, and then any public that would want to attend would be able to voice their concerns or questions or add input at that time. So this is just a resolution that is saying that we're going to follow that because it is part of the requirements of state statutes to adopt such a public participation plan. Any questions?
Yeah, Andy, I do quickly. Is this something that didn't exist prior to this? Why is this being done now?
So we're the comprehensive plan, we're doing our 10-year update and amendment to it. So it was originally adopted in 2010.
Right.
And so 2020 is when we started working on this. We had to wait for the census data to get published. And then from that, we're working through that with the rest of our communities. And so this happens once every 10 years. And this is the public participation plan for that activity.
So in 10 years, we'd have to do this again?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other questions of the committee members?
Mr. Chairman, I move item 6, resolution adopting public participation.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Gashke. Any other comments? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion passes.
Oh. What about Yig?
And Yig. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
So moving on to item number 7 is Stephanie O. Yeager Family Asset Trust, 16441 First Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. And Stephanie O. Lamping, 16441 First Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Owner, Eric Christensen, 7 North Pinckney Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Agent. Request an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan from farmland protection in INRA and non-farm wetland and farmland protection and rural density residential INRA and non-family wetland on tax parcel number 454-221032-0101 and 454-221032-0102. 10320105. This is taking place in the town of Paris, and I'll go through a little bit of this after the petitioner states their information, but I can kind of run through the comp plan and the rezone, which we'll do next, and then the certified survey map. But I guess we can have the petitioner state your name and address and just what you're looking at wanting to do, and I'll pull up the map.
I need to press this button.
Yes, please. Then you're set. And then just speak a little bit close so we can pick it up in here.
Stephanie Yeager, 16441 First Street. What I'm looking to do is there's a large parcel of land there with two existing homes on it, and my hope is to divide off a parcel to be able to sell the one existing home on the west part of the lot.
So lot one? The furthest to the northwest there?
Yes.
Here, and I'll help with a little bit on that in regards to the map that is up is the comprehensive plan, so you can see the areas that are being requested to be changed with the different boxes indicating that. You can see how the property is currently subdivided. It actually, I'll show you the rezone. That might be a little helpful here. And I'm going to show you the certified survey map. So basically on this map here on the screen, if you can see my cursor, this parcel right here does not exist. This parcel does not exist. That's what they're looking at wanting to do. What you have is this large farm with this parcel that's cut out kind of in between it all, and that is going to be removed, and then you'll be left with one property here with the residence, a large farm with the residence, and then this residence, which has been on this farm property, this is the second one, will be split up as a second one. And you'll see that with the certified survey map here. Let me just drag it on over. Oops. I found my cursor. There it is. There, now you can kind of see on how the two parcels are being created there. All the soil tests have been done to verify everything on the existing homes. And so that's the finished product. So the first thing is the comprehensive plan to allow for the rezone, and then the CSM would be the next item. But this is the whole package. Anything else you'd want to add to that at all?
Well, that's basically what I'm looking to do, so.
Okay.
Okay, are there any questions the commissioners had?
Yeah, one.
Right. Supervisor Bichon.
Thank you, Chair. One I should have asked yesterday, are you part of Paris Solar? Is your farm engaged in that project, or are you still north of it?
They're very, very close.
Yeah, they started the freeway and go all the way west of 45, so.
Yeah, they've approached me numerous times.
Okay, but that's not the motivation for the change?
No.
Okay.
My house is... No, it's in the middle there, so.
Near the farm or lot two?
That's me right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. It was just curiosity, because Paris Solar's
I know.
Taking
I,
over.
I, yeah, my house is right in the middle of that, so I prefer to leave it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and then the other thing about this, I think I heard that there's a, once this takes place, then the
25 years.
It's 25 years before anything can be done further to it, or is that?
For further land divisions.
Further land divisions, so, okay, you understand that?
Okay.
Sounds good. Any other questions of the commissioners? Okay, seeing no other questions, this is the comprehensive plan amendment and
those items that
roll call vote. Yeah.
You have to move it.
Second.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Andy. So seeing as no other questions from the commissioners, this is a public hearing, so we're gonna ask anybody in the public if they're here that if anybody is for the petition, that they come up here to the microphone and speak in favor of it. Anybody here for the petition, come up now. Anybody here for the petition, come up now. Seeing none, we'll ask if there's anybody against the petition that wants to speak. Anybody against the petition that wants to speak? Seeing none, we'll move on. Andy, we talked about the town's position on this. Can you give us what their position was on?
Yes, and so the town of Paris, their board met on this on March 28, 2023. A motion was made to approve. Motion carried unanimously.
Okay, so the town's in favor of the of all three, I assume, or the comprehensive plan amendment, which then leads into the rezoning and CSM, but I'll ask on those as well. So,
and this will be a roll call vote.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Because of the comprehensive plan amendment, we all have to do a roll call vote here. So,
so it was, I moved it. Supervisor Fink seconded.
Okay, so motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Vicki, and now we're going to go ahead and vote. So April, can you do a roll call vote?
Sure. Supervisor Gashke?
Aye.
Supervisor Franco?
Aye.
Supervisor Bashaw?
Aye.
Supervisor Kubicki?
Aye.
Supervisor Carroll?
Aye.
Youth and Governance Seisel?
Aye.
Ayes have it.
All right, thank you. Then we can move on to item 8, which is Stephanie O. Yeager Family Asset Trust, 16441 First Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. And Stephanie O. Lamping, 16441 First Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Owner, Eric Christensen, 7 North Pinckney Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, R1 Rural Residential District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-3310101. That is not the right number here. It'd be tax parcel number 454-221-0320101 and 454-221-0320105, located in the town of Paris. So with that being the case, we kind of went through everything, and this is the rezone map. And the rezone map, you see these colored areas in blue going to R1, and then the green areas are the western areas, and we're using the best available data from a previous survey that was done on this property over here, and the wetland data from the water viewer from the DNR that they put together and update periodically every 2, 3, 5 years.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Move item 8.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Any other comments of the board members? Questions? Okay. Seeing none from the committee, I'm going to ask the public if there's anybody here to speak in favor of this. Is there anybody here to speak for this petition? Seeing none, anybody against the petition? Anybody here to speak against the petition? Seeing none, we'll ask about the town petition. Is the town in favor of the rezone?
Yes, on March 28th, the town board met. A motion was made to approve, and it passed unanimously on this rezone.
Okay. We have a motion and a second already. We don't have any other questions from the committee that I can see here. We'll go ahead and ask for the Yiggs vote first. So Rebecca, how do you vote on this?
Aye.
Okay, so she's in favor. So now the committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, motion carries. All right, so we're done with the rezone and on to the third part of this.
Yes, so item 9 is Stephanie O. Yeager Family Asset Trust, 16441 First Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Stephanie O. Lamping, 16441 First Street, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Owner, Eric Christensen, 7 North Pinckney Street, Madison, Wisconsin, 53703. Agent, requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 454221032010101 and 454221032010105, also in the town of Paris. I did show you that map, and I can bring it back up. And if anyone has any particular questions on that, we do have a set of conditions along with this, so any approval would be subject to the conditions. The conditions are just items that need to be corrected on the certified survey map according to state requirements and county ordinances before it gets recorded.
Okay. Do we have a motion to for the CSM?
Motion to approve. Number 9.
And second?
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, second by Supervisor Gashke. Do we have anybody here? Am I doing that backwards?
You'll squeeze it in. You'll squeeze it in.
Okay. Anybody here to speak in favor of this? Anybody here to speak in favor? Seeing none. Anybody here to speak against? Anybody here to speak against? Seeing none. The town, Andy, like you said before, but please confirm.
March 28th, 2023, a motion was made to approve, passed unanimously.
Okay, sounds good. Any other questions? Not seeing any in the committee. Rebecca, how do you vote on this?
Favor.
Okay. So, she's in favor, the board members, all those in favor?
This will be subject to conditions.
Okay. Subject to conditions. All those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Approved.
Very good. You're all set. So your rezone and comprehensive plan will then go before the county board. You do not need to attend that. The chair of this committee presents that, and then once that, the county executive signs it. All that will take another 2 weeks for that to occur. And then at that point, once your surveyor finishes all the things that he's been told needs to correct, then it will be able to be recorded. All right, thank you.
Quick question, who's responsible for the recording?
So when everything's completed, we will record that we've already accepted the fees from the petitioners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you take care of that?
We take care of that.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
So we're ready to move on to the next item, which is item 10. William and Janet Jorn, 6812 Brever Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Owner, Cody Jorn, 6182 Brever Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow an auto truck engine repair business in the M1 Limited Manufacturing District on tax parcel number 954219362023020. Located in the town of Wheatland. And I'll pull up the map here, and then while I'm doing that, if whoever wants to speak, just state your name and address, and then just give a brief overview of what you're trying to do with this CSM, this vision use permit.
My name is Cody Jarrett, 6812 Brave Road, Burlington, Wisconsin. I'd like to open up a auto repair, diesel repair shop at 4621 328th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, Brentwood, 135. Yeah, I guess.
Maybe you can just explain a little bit of how you kind of got into that.
Sure. Okay.
I think that's interesting. The town was very excited for you to be moving into that building.
That was a lot of fun. Okay, so for my proposed pop project, I plan on opening up a diesel repair shop. This business would be called Wheatland Diesel Services, LLC. My passion for diesel repair started at a young age. I was qualified when I went to school at Wild Tech in Laramie, Wyoming. In 2016, I received an associate's degree in business with 2 certificates in diesel repair and advanced diesel repair when I graduated top of my class. Once I graduated, I was able to get a lot of experience with many types of diesel machinery, from pickup trucks to farm equipment and everything in between. Even though I'm currently working on semis for my current employer, I will not be able to accommodate them at the above address due to clearance on the building's entrance. I'm very knowledgeable with gas engines as well, and will be able to service the community's needs with them as well. My past and present clients have all been made aware of my services by word of mouth. Therefore, the only type of advertisement I plan to do, aside from a sign in front of the window, would be making up some sweatshirts, t-shirts with business names and logos on. As my business grows, I hope to employ a couple of people, but until then, I will be the only one working.
All right, thank you. And you've done a lot of work on the building out there, cleaning up things.
Yes, lots of cleaning.
And you're still working with the building inspector, I understand, just going through the different things to build, bring the building up to code for the use that you want to use.
And the fire chief.
Fire chief, correct.
Yeah, we're working hand in hand with Mr. Rapanda and the fire chief. So that's our next step. We're just waiting on the HVAC people to draw a plan that he proposes, and then we'll get that set in motion to get rolling.
All right, thank you. So this, we do have a set of conditions regarding this. This is a conditional use permit, and we have those before you. If there's any questions on them.
Quick question, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Hours of operation, 7 to 7. You don't envision working later than that as a solo operator or entrepreneur?
No.
Oh, you don't want to?
No, I do not. 12-hour days.
He's the owner, so he can make up his mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Tell my boss the other way.
Which is yourself, right?
Okay. And you said the overhead door is how tall?
It's only 11 foot 4 inches, so no Class 8 vehicle fit through that door.
Okay. So tractor, farm?
Farm tractor should fit. But then again, I won't be working on anything that's outside the building, so if it doesn't fit, it won't be worked on.
Do you work remote as well? In other words, take a truck and go? Or
I can, if it needs to be. I can go work on at the farmer's properties.
Okay. It's a good field. You can fix my truck.
Yeah.
He'll pay you for it, too.
In honey.
Yeah. That's good. Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
Hey, go ahead, Supervisor McGee.
Thank you. I want to wish you good luck in your endeavor. Looks like everybody's excited to see you open up a business there, and the community is as well. And I just want to wish you my personal excitement for you being part of that and part of the community and working amongst the people you live with. So thank you for that.
So I guess my question to you is, have you reviewed these conditions of approval?
Yes, I do.
James, do you agree with them?
I do.
Okay. And kind of one of the things that I think about when you have a repair business is you eventually going to have people coming and going, and you'll have vehicles coming and going. And so the question about outside storage comes to mind. It's like, well, there's got to be fenced and screened and stuff like that. You know, is there going to be a parking lot associated with this that you're going to be able to, you know, have a few vehicles there that you're going to exchange in and out? Or
so,
just curious, because it says no storage. Which
I'm only on this less than 0.3 acres, so there's really no room outside of the building to do anything.
Okay.
So I might be able to have, realistically, what they want me to have is like 9 parking stalls, but there's not room. You have to move a vehicle to move a vehicle to move a vehicle, so it's not realistic.
He's running it by appointment only, so there's not going to be walk-ins. So everything should be scheduled where he shouldn't have that carryover. And he should be able to fit between 4 to 6 vehicles inside the building.
Okay.
And that's more than...
Sure. You know, that can keep you busy.
You know, between waiting on parts for this one and going to the following, everything should stay inside.
Okay. I mean, it certainly seems fairly restrictive. I just wanted to get a sense for what you were thinking, how you're going to operate it. So, thank you. So, I don't have any other further questions. It sounds like the town's in support of it. Generally, I think we're always in support of people that would like to have businesses in the community and you know, work on existing properties or use existing properties to their fullest potential. So, again, I wish you luck, and you know, I hope things go well for you. So, without any other questions from the committee members, I don't see any, because it's a public hearing, I'm going to ask if there's anybody here in the audience that wants to speak for the petition to come on up. Anybody here that wants to speak for the petition? Not seeing any. I'm going to ask anybody that wants to speak against the petition to come on up. Anybody that wants to speak against the petition? Again, not seeing any. Andy, you already told us that the town, you know, was in favor of it, but please confirm that.
Yes, and so they actually met on April 10th, 2023. A motion was made to approve and it passed unanimously.
Okay, sounds good. Do we have a motion from the
committee
members?
Second. Subject to conditions.
Yes. Move subject to conditions, yes.
Supervisor Kubicki moved it, subject to conditions, second by Supervisor Gashke. Any other questions of the committee members? Seeing none, I'm going to ask Rebecca to vote first. All if you're in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Okay. Then the committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? All right. Passes unanimously.
Good
Thank
luck.
You. Good luck with that. Your item does not go before the county board. This is the final say, so your conditional use is set, and then April is here for you to sign them. And then you'll just be able to continue to work with Mark as you move forward to get your certificate of compliance to move in.
Okay.
Thank you. So with that, we can move on to item 11. This is County of Kenosha, 19675th Street, Suite 1221, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53105, owner. Division for Planning and Development, 19675th Street, Suite 1853, Bristol, Wisconsin, 53104. Agent requesting a modification to a previously approved certified survey map on tax parcel number 604-119-161-0122, located in the town of Randall. So this item came before the board last year, a little around almost a year ago, and in the committee approved it subject to conditions, and those were sent to the surveyor. The surveyor worked on all that and then updated the map. We had received approval from the town of Randall and from the village of Twin Lakes, but there was a modification that was made through that process that we didn't have, which if this with this area of the map was squared off and it was modified with a slight angle here, and it was elongated some, this area here, just to make sure there was an adequate area to get around the pond. And so because we didn't have that before this committee, we are bringing this before you with that modification for approval. Everything's been approved along the way. In fact, we actually have signatures on everything, and this is just a formality to get this part approved with the modification.
Okay, and I'm just going to state that I'm going to recuse myself from voting in this one due to the, my relationship to the owner of the property. It's my mom, so. But I'll go ahead and, you know, work us through the process here. So, any questions from the committee members on this? Okay, not seeing any. This is a public hearing, so if there's anybody here, I ask them to speak in favor of this.
You gonna go on that side and talk?
Oh. I'm gonna remain silent. So. And then will anybody here to speak in favor of it? Not seeing any. Anybody here to speak against this? Anybody here to speak against this? Not seeing any. Andy, I think you said that it walked through the town and the village already, so that's already been taken care of. And then I will go ahead and ask for a motion and a second on this item.
Motion.
Moved by Supervisor Franco, second by Supervisor Bashaw. Any other further questions? Not seeing any. We'll go ahead and ask the Youth and Governance to vote first. If you're in favor, state aye.
Aye.
All right, and then the committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, seeing none, and like I said, I abstained and did not vote on this one, as the chairman, so. All right, any minutes to approve for the month, Amy?
March 8th, and Supervisor Franco had emailed me about a clerical correction on gig attendance. I updated that.
Okay, Motion to approve the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Motion approved by Supervisor Gashke, seconded by Supervisor Bashaw. All those in favor, starting with Youth and Governance?
Aye.
And the committee members?
Aye.
All right, 1 minute's approved. Any other citizen comments? Any other citizen comments? Not seeing any. Any other business, Andy?
In April, do you remember how many we had for May?
I think there's 5 items, like 3 for one person and then 2 more.
Okay, yeah, I was forgetting how it was done. But yeah, we will have a meeting in May, and we do have items to cover, about as many as tonight.
All right, sounds good.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Bashaw, seconded by Supervisor Kubicki. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.